WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are getting out, having our crab cakes in the community and our Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We're going to be Black Friday doings with the Harford County Executive at Conrad's Crabs. We're going to be having Conrad's Crab Cakes. And then we'll be at Pappas in Cockeysville on December the 3rd. And I hear that Mike Bordick's going to be joining me for a little baseball conversation. We have a lot of wise conversations around here. My favorite ones usually include ice cream. And they gave me my own scooper. I mean, they didn't even know it was my thing when I was up in Hershey a couple months ago for the corporate outing. She's been ducking me from the beginning. I must say that Jamie Hanoski's been a friend over the last couple years, and I see her doings on Facebook and ice cream. We do business together, and Rob Santoni's running me up and down Bel Air Road. And my wife actually snuck into the Y's on Hollabird and Delvale, the little Y's that used to be a Mars, to do all of our Thanksgiving. So our Thanksgiving turkey came from Dundalk, from the motherland. But I got this pumpkin ice cream over at the Maiden Choice because the pumpkin ice cream would have melted if I get it anywhere else, because that's my nearest Wise. And I'm running out, Jamie, and it's almost eggnog season. Every week I have scooped this out. You can see where it's melted during other segments. I'm not going to have it melt here. How are you, and why have you been ducking me all this time on the radio show, huh?
I am good. I've had to fight everybody else off to get on here today. Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. Now you're being all kind and stuff as I scoop out. Have you had the – don't lie to me, because there's 50 flavors, and you're the wise spokesperson and all that, and you're supposed to eat them all, right? Have you had the pumpkin?
I have.
It's
really
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's really good pumpkin ice cream. It's creamy. And I paid it the highest compliment that I can pay anything. And I miss my mom. You know, the holidays like this, we lost my mom 4 years ago. It tastes like her pumpkin pie, because my mom was a little bit like Emeril at the end, you know, dumping extra whiskey in like the Cajun cook. She would dump extra cream in everything. And my mother was from the South. So her pumpkin ice cream was always a little less spicy, a little less nutmeggy, and a little more, I don't know, warm and creamy, you know? So this is that. So here, happy Thanksgiving to you. What are you thankful for?
Happy Thanksgiving. Well, one, I'm thankful to be on here with you, Nestor. And two, you know, thankful for my family, who is wonderful. I'm looking forward to this holiday season. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
I just did something that I've been threatening to do, and I did it accidentally. I put the lid on the ice cream, and I had the scooper, and I get really sticky during these segments. I mean, literally, right? So I've been threatening to put my pumpkin ice cream into my morning coffee here. So I'm mixing and matching this morning and making a mess here. Happy Thanksgiving. What happens? Yeah, now you're in Pennsylvania, right? So we talk about Wise every week. We talk about Sunbury and the ice cream factory and the last 2 years and shipping and moving groceries around and feeding people. This is an eating holiday. And I've already done the not too much butter, not too much sour cream in the mashed potatoes. I've done that segment. I sit here and eat ice cream, and I my metabolism running around Chicago and beating the Bears this week, so we'll have a good time with that, is running a little hot as well. But we talk so much about giving, and, you know, on these segments and these wise conversations, and it all started with my friend Bill Cole saying, we should be doing more charity stuff at WNST and at Baltimore Positive. This is a week where, you know, I've had the Barks folks and the Be More Humane folks talking about animals and how much I love animals and Giving Tuesday. And everyone has a charity. Everyone wants to do something. You guys make it kind of easy that when I come over and get a turkey, my wife can throw you an extra buck at checkout. And you guys amass a ton of money. And this is just this is a time we all want to do something.
That's right. So, we have Thanksgiving. It's a week and a season where we are to be generous and give a lot of gratitude for what we have. And, we have Thanksgiving and then we have Black Friday. You have people out shopping. People are shopping all weekend. We have people shopping on Cyber Monday. And then we have Giving Tuesday. So we shop, and then we give back. So in all of our Wise locations on Tuesday, we celebrate the National Day of Giving. And customers are asked to make a $1, $3, $5 donation, or they can round up their order to that next whole dollar. And all of those donations go to a local food pantry. They go to a rescue organization. Some go to pet shelters, but we ask our stores to choose an organization that is near and dear to them. And they come up with the nonprofit that they want to make that donation to on the day of giving. So it's not something that we're giving them and saying, hey, we're going to make a donation to this charity. You're going to choose and you're going to get to pick who we're donating to on this day. And then we, as a company, will give each store $500 in addition to what they collect with their customers. And then they make that in total to that organization on day of giving.
It's been Wise a while.
It's really a great organization.
Well, you know, what's amazing is like we've had this relationship going on and I've seen it in other – I notice it more, you know, now that I go around and I shop and other places and moving around, who's doing what, who's promoting what, who's out in front of it. And it's my relationship with you guys and Wise that you're always doing something. And the Roundup program just feels – and I see Roundup in other places now that maybe I didn't notice it before I started actually talking about it and thinking about – whether it was paralyzed military folks last month, or as I said, I know how much you guys love animals as a company. We'll be getting to that in a couple of months as well. But you guys do it on a seasonal basis. I mean, we've done a lot for food and food challenge folks here, obviously in Baltimore. We have that going on. And as we get into winter, trying to keep people warm and trying to keep the heat on and doing all of these things. But you guys are all, whether it's back to school and doing stuff for kids then, but around the year, your company's put a lot of thought into this.
That's right. You know, as a food retailer, we want to make sure that we are giving back to the communities where we live and work. And, you know, we want to, you know, make sure that those who are food insecure all year round and not even just at the holiday season, but all year round we're able to help them put food on the table. So, you know, it's really important to us that we're able to help them and all of those in our community who need it. You know, help with whether that's food, if they need help with their pets, if they are a military member, and, you know, we can raise awareness about Paralyzed Veterans of America, or if we're raising awareness about the American Heart Association, all of those things that we're doing, we're making a donation, but we're also helping to raise awareness, which is another, you know, huge reason why we're doing these programs.
Well, it bleeds down into the stores, right? I mean, it's stuff that you see when you're checking out. It's stuff that people talk about in the stores and being around the stores. And I've been in, I said last week to my wife, I said, if they look at my rewards, they're going to think like there's no way he could possibly have gone in all of these stores this year because I've just traveled and traversed the state so much, right? Back and forth and getting fruit on the Eastern Shore in the middle of my crab cake tour. And I'm out in Frostburg and out, you know, all these places where you do have locations. And I've talked a little bit about, you know, how the sausage is made, so to speak, where, you know, these Mars locations that I was going to all of my life, your family, a Pennsylvania family, came down and took these locations over. And in some cases, not to be disrespectful, it's made them better, made them, I think, unique place to place now that I've been in a lot of your stores. I was kidding Don last week on the segment because Don's from Catonsville. And I was over, and we've sold our condo. So, you know, finally, I think it's the first time I've said this on the radio because I haven't had Jeff on. But we're going to close on our condo between Christmas and New Year. So we're looking for a new place to live. And we looked in Columbia, we looked in Catonsville, downtown, Locust Point. We're looking everywhere. There's nowhere we're ruling out. White Marsh Towson, and we're literally looking a lot of places. But we're in Catonsville, and the Maiden Choice Lane location is just inside the Beltway near UMBC. And in that location, as I check out every time with my ice cream, by the way, honey, the ice cream's melting. So that's the signal for my wife to put the ice cream back in the freezer. So I check out, and on the way out, I look up, and they have all of this Catonsville Comets local hats, scarves, winter stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, is Catonsville high? Like, if I lived here, would that be the nearest? Because it doesn't feel like Kate, it feels like the next neighborhood down. And I said to Don, next time I go in, I should have surprised him and gotten something Catonsville to wear on our next podcast because he would just think that's cool. But you guys are neighborhood to neighborhood. And I see all sorts of Maryland stuff and Fisher's popcorn and all of these ring-ding local things that are – and not just that. In your store, I had a neighbor move into my place from your neck of the woods, a We Are Penn Stater, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it looks like fun. I haven't been up there in 25 years, but that's a heck of a party.
We'll have to get you up there.
Yeah, I'm definitely – DaCosta's kid's going there. I got to come up. I haven't been since 98. My wife's never been. She's got a little Jones to do it. So my neighbors move in, and I just – the time we met them in the hallway, I'm just sort of like, oh, Penn State had a girlfriend there and the Stickies and the Skeller and the Regatta and all that stuff, right? So they left me Stickies from – they're the same ones. I picked them up in the store on Maiden Choice Lane. So like when I'm talking about like local interesting bakery items, you guys kind of go out of your way. You got a whole cookie department at Santoni's place, like a chocolate thing that I didn't even know – until I found it in the corner, like homemade chocolates with like a family chocolatier and making special subs, the Bell Garden sub. Is every Pennsylvania location like that?
We have a lot of them. Yeah. So a lot of our stores are local to where they're located. So if you have something like the subs that you're mentioning, you know, they were
the T-berry ice cream
item. Yes. I love T-berry. Don't knock it.
Well, here's what I'm like half kidding about it, but I think given the Amish, the Pittsburgh, the Philly, the mountain, the Appalachian, the Eastern Shore, like all of these things that every store is unique. Like Rob Santoni and I talk about King Syrup. Do you even know what King Syrup is?
No.
See? And my father had it on print. I mean, it's not my taste. I brought it home once for my wife. She didn't like it at all. But it's syrup on pancakes, and it's a little molasses based, so it doesn't taste like it came out of a tree in Vermont. It's a different kind of product. But all of these things I've never tasted, and I'm curious about life now. That's why I do Baltimore Positive. So tasting new foods, I'm thinking like if I go, I'm driving to Pittsburgh. If I find a Wise, is there some special donut that I don't know about, like these Stickies or like these regional things that I'm really into that like would that I'd want to try, like T-berry ice cream that my wife thought tasted like Pepto-Bismol. I thought it tasted like birch beer.
Yeah. So we sell the birch beer in our store, but you apparently know what birch beer is, right?
Delicious. Yeah. My dad was from Pennsylvania. So like my red, dad was from blue. My dad
okay.
kept that stuff
okay.
around.
So you know that. But we have like the red birch, blue birch, we have cream soda, like all that stuff. Love those things.
Red, what? Red birch? What?
Yeah, there's red birch beer, white birch beer, blue birch beer.
Mm. How do they taste different?
The sweetness, I think.
I mean, are they flavored like berry or something?
No, they're all birch beer. I can't explain it. It's just good. If you like birch beer.
Have you ever had a proper Baltimore Snowball?
No.
See, this is the kind of stuff. I mean, we live 50 miles apart and you don't even know about this stuff. But you've had crabs and crab cakes and all that, right?
Yes.
But all you need to do is just cross the Pennsylvania, like Luke, my partner in crime, covers everything with me. He lives in Shrewsbury. You go up there, they don't even know what a crab cake is. There's no crabs. There's no Harrisburg, Hershey. And it's so close, right? Like, we get the chocolate down here, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And so I want to learn more. And this is why I was giving Hannah a hard time about this. I said, what else don't I know? T-berry ice cream, these things. Like, my wife didn't have, like, tasty cakes in New Hampshire. And I got the candy cake ice cream, by the way, it's melted. Mm-hmm. she never had, you know, proper tasty cakes. That's a Philadelphia thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, tasty cakes are good. You know, I never realized that they weren't everywhere.
Right.
Until I started working. Right. So
it's like Utz potato chips. You think they're everywhere and then you realize they're not. So there's brands, right?
Have you had Middlesworth potato chips?
See, now you're talking about – see, no, I haven't, but I want to.
Okay, so those are Central PA. Those are like a half hour from here, not even.
Describe them, like a kettle chip, or they cooked a little crispy?
They have kettle chip or they have regular, so they have both. But the barbecue are so good. I'll send you some. I'll send you a little basket.
I credit my dear friend Julio Bermejo, who is the Mexican tequila ambassador to the United States. He runs this great place in San Francisco, and we've been lifer friends. We travel the world together. We were in Tokyo and Seoul, South Korea 2 years ago. But we were in Brazil to see the Rolling Stones. There were 2 million people on the beach in Copacabana, and we saw the Stones play. And when it ended, there was only one direction people could go. There's water, right? So it's just the sea of humanity unlike anything I've ever seen. And we were just kind of like holed up because we were walking, and it was crowded, and there's crime. And like we slid into a supermarket. Beautiful Brazilian. I mean, this is 1 o'clock in the morning. Brazil's kind of open all night. It's kind of like Rio's kind of like New York. There's 22 million people, not nine. I mean, it's the most sea of humanity you've ever seen. We slip into a market and we're hungry because we couldn't get any food. There's people selling stuff at a, you know, coolers on the streets, but we go in and it's colorful. Like the market's like the rainbow, oranges and yellows and greens and fruits mm-hmm. and reds and apples. And it just was a color. And it wasn't an outdoor market. This was like a wise, but it was an upscale market, quite frankly. And we slipped in and Julio says, pick up anything you don't recognize and put it in the basket. And I'm like, okay, dude, you know, we've been drinking, having a good night. We're watching the Stones. I'm like, and we went back to the room and he pulled out a knife in the room and he cut open every piece of fruit and vegetable, said, try this. You've never had this. This is only in South America. This is fruit. They get this in Chile. They get this in Argentina. They grow these in Uruguay, you know, eat this stuff. So I have like this thing. So like the fact that I could go to the Eastern Shore and eat the freshest crab I've ever had in my life and have different prepared. I ate crab every day for 31 days and I didn't do it the same way twice, including the Y signature crab cake, by the way, with Rob. So I love eating food. So like when you tell me you're going to put a care package of like potato chips I've never had, I love that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, I definitely will. So we'll talk about that after this. And then when you get it, we'll jump back on and do another segment so we can tell everybody what you're eating.
Well, while my ice cream melts, tell everybody about Giving Tuesday and what they can do. And my wife has shown up to take the ice cream. I want another scoop. Okay.
So Giving Tuesday, Tuesday after Thanksgiving, customers are asked to make a donation in store at checkout. Very simple, 1, 3, 5, roundup. All of those donations go to a local organization that was chosen by that store, and store manager, and everything stays local. So all those donations that you're making at the store, which they always do, will stay local. But it will go to a local organization. They're all different. A lot of them I know the Baltimore area. I know talking to Rob, they're working with that Student Support Network.
We've had those folks on. And that is so close to home. I'm a Baltimore County Lifer student, you know, resident for many years. And just thinking about kids being hungry in school and not, you know, that's something that hits home for me for sure, you know.
Right. So a lot of the stores, if you're shopping in Wise Markets on next Tuesday, November 30th, make a donation and it will go to the Student Support Network.
All right. Well, I donated some my favorite sex. I do you guys early in the morning, so I'm eating ice cream at 8:30 in the morning. It's like a great excuse. This is all that's left. This is scooper. The ice cream has left the building. And I'm going to tell you, I was over Maiden Choice, and I'm afraid of buying ice cream. My wife bought this Gucci cooler, you know, one is really expensive for concerts and whatnot, in the trunk of the car if we're driving up to Hershey to see a show, which we've been known to do 3 or 4 times, that you know, we would keep things cold. And they were already picked clean of eggnog, and I'm concerned. I'm just letting you know, eggnog comes
and goes. Yeah.
Well, I gotta get it, but I gotta find it.
Yeah.
Well, I was over there when I bought the pumpkin, and I bought the pumpkin early in the month. And I must say, as we sit here today, and I made this admission, I have not yet heard the Mariah Carey song or any holiday songs yet. So I haven't felt all this season. I haven't. I saw a couple of trees in the airports this weekend when I went out and saw the Ravens beat the Bears. I don't want to bring that up with you again because you're a closet Bears fan, aren't you? Be honest.
I am. You didn't
Why?
Know that.
You're in Pennsylvania. Why are you a Bears fan?
You didn't
fan?
Take me with you to Chicago.
And I know, and you might have gone.
I might have.
Well, it was cold outside, I'll say that, and your team lost. But give me the Bears story. Jamie Inoski's here from Wise. She's ducked me for a year. She's had every staffer she can think of and Rob Santoni multiple times come on the program. And you've been ducking me. And if I had known, I would have had you on last week. We would have made a whole hootenanny of this, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know. I've been a Bears fan now, I don't probably 20
That's
years.
What? What was it? Jim Harbaugh? Was it Rex Ryan or Buddy Ryan? What? I mean, you're not old enough to be my like boyfriend. Walter Payton.
No, my boyfriend's a Bears fan. I should say fiance now.
But
he's a Bears fan. So we've been out to Chicago quite a few times. We've been to one of the coldest games at Soldier Field when they played the Green Bay Packers on Monday night.
So you're hardcore. So taking you to Chicago wouldn't even have been like special because you've been before.
Well, it's been a long time. Now that I have an almost 6-year-old, we haven't been there for a while.
All right, man. Well, I have a friend that coaches for the Bears. Like, we didn't get together over the weekend because he was working hard, but and things obviously didn't go well and aren't going well right now in Chicago. I've been out there. We only play there every 8 years, so I don't get to go often, right? So this is the third trip. It's the first time the weather's been even remotely hospitable. You know, the first time it was 41 degrees, raining sideways. It was during the World Series when the White Sox were winning the World Series. It was 16 years ago. And then 8 years ago, they delayed the game because they had a tornado ripping up from Peoria. So we're like behind glass in the press box, and I'm thinking, probably not an ideal location here. Probably should shelter below is what we should do. So, it was a boring game, and then we wind up winning, and I wind up talking all Thanksgiving week about defense, offense, and all that, and all I want to do is have a wise conversation about giving back on Tuesday. So I appreciate the ice cream, the partnership, and I'm not going to give you a hard time about the Bears, but now that I know you're a Bears fan, that's good to me for me to know that. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'll leave it at that. And it's a tough season. I even tweeted, it must be tough being a Bears fan. I think it's tough being a Lions fan. And on behalf of all the Browns fans, I think it'll be tough being a Browns fan Sunday night. That's my little football trash talk for this week. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Well, you know what? Well, last thing for you. Is there anything you eat on Thanksgiving? I'll give you a thing that I eat, okay? So this is an East Baltimore, and it's a Polish thing. My friends, the Gibson family, were our neighbors. Love them to tears. Anybody familiar with Stanstock, the music festival here? That's Stan Gibson. I grew up in that family, essentially. And on Thanksgiving and Christmas, we didn't have much of a family in East Baltimore. We adopted their family and would go to their house. They made kielbasa and sauerkraut from Ostrowski's. I talk to Santoni about this all the time because he stocks it. So you talk about incredible local things. I bet you've never had an Ostrowski sausage because you're like, it's not local to you. So we do sauerkraut and Ostrowski's delicious kielbasa. That's been on my, and I married a Polish girl from New Hampshire that does these huge kielbasa, sauerkraut, gwonki, pierogi, all this stuff on Christmas. So
now you're talking my language.
See. All right. All right. So what's on your Thanksgiving that I need to know about?
You know, I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary on our table.
What?
Really? Yeah. Like every once in a while we'll do the kielbasa, but you know, I'm really the only one that likes it in the house. So nobody else is going to eat it. So I don't make it that often, but we do ham and turkey and we do, you know, mashed potatoes and stuffing.
I'm trying to get Gucci with like doing some broccoli.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything fun to even tell you.
I told my wife, I said, I want to do some sweet potatoes with like some marshmallows and some like
we do those.
Nuts and stuff. I want to do
that, like regular. Doesn't everyone do that?
Oh, we do like a green bean casserole with the mushrooms and the onions to honor Carol Fountain, who was like a mother to me that, you know, she made it in the 80s and I adopted it. So I've adopted family. I've gone into other people's homes and eaten their food. I grew up in John Rafalitis' house, Mr. Pete, and Greek food. So when I have Dennis on from Coons 4, we talk about kodombithis, which are these delicious little cookies that like go great with coffee. I gain weight this month. It's a good thing you started the month with the dietitian. Emily set me on the right path, and I'm exhibiting portion control, but I keep saying to my wife, I don't just want broccoli. I want like broccoli au gratin. I don't just want Brussels sprouts. I want them like fried up with some bacon fat or some duck something or some, you know, so I'm going to roll my sleeves up on Thursday. So you've inspired me. Thanks for making me hungry. Jamie Yanosky's here from Wise Markets. Another Wise conversation and a lot of eating and at least a little bit of ice cream. And it really, the pumpkin ice cream does taste great in the coffee, just so you know.
Try the cinnamon next.
There was only one left in the back, the cinnamon. And I thought, has it been there 6 months or is it like, should I grab it?
I like it. I like it next to the pumpkin pie. It goes really well. Or apple pie, cinnamon ice cream.
Keep going. There's holiday flavors. There's like some holiday bark thing with a funny name that I looked at.
Peppermint bark, I think it is.
Man, it had a more fun name than that, I think. I think it did anyway. All right, Jamie Anoski's here. What?
It is peppermint. Go ahead.
Well, you can go to your Wise Market and go discover all the 50-some-odd flavors that are there. And I'm going to call you and yell if the eggnog sold out because, like, I passed it by. I had it. It was in front of me, and I could have grabbed it when I grabbed the pumpkin. And I'm like, you know, we don't have room in the – my wife made a bunch of soups, so we don't have room in the freezer. So, like, all of a sudden it's like, all right, I'll put off the eggnog till December – and now I got to find the eggnog. So I'll let you know if I don't find it. Jamie Anoski's here. It's a Wise Conversation. All of our Wise chats are brought to you by Wise Markets. And they're giving and they're doing. And you should be shopping. And you should be using your rewards card and finding them. And if you're out at Rob Santoni's store, 206, stop by. Tell him I said hello. Tell him to hold me a Bell Garden sub. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. Celebrating all things thankful and gratitude. We are Baltimore Positive.